This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Hundreds took to the streets of Mandalay, Myanmar's second largest city, on Monday to continue to protest last month's military coup. Large protests have occurred daily across many cities and towns since the February 1st takeover, and security forces have responded with ever greater use of lethal force and mass arrests. Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister says his country has suspended its defense cooperation program with Myanmar. Australia will also redirect immediate humanitarian needs to Rohingyas and other ethnic minorities. Canberra will also continue to demand the immediate release of Sean Turnell, an economist and advisor to deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Race, title, and anguish. Meghan and Harry explain the royal rift in their first wide-ranging interview with Oprah Winfrey, which aired Sunday on CBS. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Harry and Meghan described painful palace discussions about the color of their son's skin.
Concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
It was awkward. I was a bit shocked.
Losing royal protection and the intense pressures that led Meghan to contemplate suicide.
I just didn't want to be alive anymore.
Harry told Oprah he felt trapped by royal life and was surprised he was cut off financially and left for a simple reason.
Lack of support. And lack of understanding.
Interview courtesy of Harpo Productions, CBS. I'm Julie Walker.
The death toll from an accidental explosion at a military camp in Equatorial Guinea rose to 30 on Monday, state television says, after 10 more bodies were found in the ruined site. 600 people were injured in the blasts, which also flattened homes near the camp. From Washington, this is VOA.